Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
This is Francie Overstreet. I'm reading the devotional called Meekness in a Look-at-Me Society. There are some good things about social media, staying connected with people, communicating ideas, sharing beautiful vistas, etc. However, what also has arisen is a focus on self. Look at me, at what I am wearing, at what I am doing, at where I am, who I know, how smart I am, counting the number of likes, and so on. Somehow, focusing on that is supposed to elevate us. When we come to the verse in Matthew 5:5, which says, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth," it speaks the opposite to our society. The meekness that Jesus spoke about is not what our current idea of meekness is, a kind of weak docility or spiritlessness. The meekness Jesus speaks about is gentleness with strength. Of the three times that the Greek word is used in the New Testament, two of them were translated as gentle. According to one Bible dictionary, meekness is strength and courage under control, coupled with kindness. It is an attitude of humility toward God and gentleness toward man. Our dear Lord Jesus described himself in Matthew 11:29 as humble and gentle, using the same Greek word translated as meek in Matthew 5:5. Jesus certainly in no way exemplifies our current definition of meekness. The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians speaks with authority about a problem in the church in Corinth to restore them in a spirit of gentleness. He used his spiritual authority over them kindly, humbly, and meekly. As a believer, we should clothe ourselves in meekness. One commentator said, "Even toward evil men, a man of God should be meek, knowing that God is in control." Tozer said, "Jesus calls us to his rest, and meekness is his method. The meek man cares not at all who is greater than he, for he decided long ago that the esteem of the world is not worth it." To be meek requires a reservoir of inner strength that comes only from Jesus Christ. It is the natural outgrowth of the Spirit's transforming work in each of us. We do not need to power up, but trust in God's actions. As a result of giving up self, we inherit the earth. Well, I am not certain exactly what that looks like. It seems like a great trade. Being clothed in meekness means trusting God with all of the outcomes, no matter what role I may or may not have. It means being gentle with my actions and words so that my focus is on Jesus. I hope to live a life that says, "Look at him," knowing that I am a work in progress. Ponder today, what does my life say? What does clothing yourself in meekness look like? Why does Jesus say that the meek are blessed or happy? Thanks for listening.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.